Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Yeah, with me, David Shombe, and also, Hileni Nani. I'm also joined by, I'll be joined by my other colleague, later, that is Zafia Basson. Yeah, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment, as usual. Hileni.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, I'm well. Why did you
say my name? I usually say my own name more.
I know, sometimes you are Hileni, sometimes you are Hileni with the same name. Where are you standing
we
today?
Start with the same name. Mm-hmm. I still have my surname, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. We are continuing with Lecture Hall 1, as it has been. As I told you, I will be joined soon, or I'm already joined soon by my colleagues, Zafia Basson. Zafia, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. And yeah, Hileni, just before we move on, just let me look at let us look at Business and Economic Segment in general. For those of you who are coming for the first time, and for those of you who are listening to us for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform that, talk about business matter. It's a platform that talk about, economic development. We look at policy making. We look at what's happening inside the country and also outside the country. We are trying also to upgrade and also, come up with innovative ideas and thinking, particularly when it's coming to economic development. We also touch on SME development, and we also touch on, bigger corporations, because the aim is only one, is to make sure that, we drive priorities and we upgrade, our national priorities to, to take Namibia where it has to go. Hileni?
Yes, but also, we are going to be paying our bills in a while.
Yeah.
And since every day I do this kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's maybe pay the bills first and then I can take it away.
Indeed.
Yeah, but in the meantime, for the next 10 seconds, the listeners should stick around and get themselves ready.
Yeah.
So that they can join our conversation in 2-3-1.
Statistics show that more than 12,000 road accidents were recorded in Namibia last year. Therefore, I believe zero is the only acceptable number of accidents on our roads this Easter. It is not impossible. Be responsible, do the right thing, and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara wirikwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena imbiro jwe.
Okay.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes.
Moving on. Okay, so if you're joining us for the first time today on Eagle FM, welcome to the Business and Economic Segment, and I hope you will continue to join us every other day from here onwards, and you will become a regular listener that will also be participating in our conversations and, giving us your input here and there, because I believe everyone is good at something out there. So we welcome you, and we call you on board to always join our conversations. It does not have to be the BES segment, the business segment specifically. You can also join our other conversations, be it the Oshuambo shows or the news shows or whichever one aligns with your brand. Or you can even join Stop Suffering, guys. Because people need to stop suffering. Before I get carried away, here at Eagle FM, we offer a variety of services. We offer live streaming services. We offer live broadcasting services. And we also offer marketing services. And in the beginning, David spoke a lot about SMEs, businesses, corporations. And these are the people we offer this to say, if you have a product, if you are offering services, come to us and we will be able to put your services out there. We are constantly reaching numbers, a bigger number of listeners compared to an average person, like if I wanted to get a message across easily, it would obviously be radio. It's even in the remote areas of this country. So do call us for all your marketing needs, be it marketing, be it information sharing, whatever it is that you need consumers to be aware of or that you need your community to be aware of. It could be any business at all, from SMEs to government agencies. You are all welcome. So give us a call on 083-288-400 and our marketing team will give you all the necessary information that is that you need to put your brand out to them. Alternatively, you can follow us on all our social media platforms. That is at Eagle FM Namibia. And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Not Twitter, guys, but you know what I mean, X.
X, yeah.
And LinkedIn. So you can always follow us and keep yourself up to date with programs that are, you know, lined up, everything that is related to, you know, to Eagle FM as a brand. Also, you can download our Eagle FM app. It enables you to listen to live programming. It also enables you to go back and listen to previous programs which are on there as podcasts. And then you are able to re-listen to previous shows. You're also able to use it for research purposes because we have a lot of rich information on them. So for our Eagle FM app, you can use it to listen and you can also advise, you can also advise your beloveds that are abroad in and outside of the country to download the app and listen because, this is something you can listen to from anywhere in the world. Anywhere at all, and it just gets you updated with news items, economic issues, you know, matters of the country, matters of the world, things that benefit Namibians, things that affect Namibians, just so that you are well informed of what Namibia is facing. So those are just some of the services we offer, and if you are subscribed to our e-villager paper, and then you would have gotten your e-paper today, and I'm sure you have perused through it, and you are able to tell what is happening inside the country. What are the new moves that are being made to improve our economy? What are the new moves that are being made for the betterment of Namibians? And if you are not subscribed yet, do subscribe. Send us a message with your name on 081-200-4144. 081-200-4144, and that is it from Inani's child.
Yes, thank you, Inani. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with lecture hall one. And yeah, Zafia, let us dwell into it. Let us just go straight into it because we do not have luxury of time. As one of the EDs say, we don't have luxury of time. So what do we have today?
Well, what we're going to be continuing,
yes,
on what does it take to build industries in Namibia?
Yeah.
So let's go to round two.
Yes, we are going to round two because, you know, yesterday we did not finish. We got a lot of, you know, it was unfinished debate and, let us continue where we ended, because we were talking about building industries and we were arguing about, you know, the concept of time. One of the callers indicated that to say, no, building industry, you don't need to measure yourself in terms of time. And I disagree with that, to say, for you to talk about progress, you must measure something. And for us to look at development of the country, for us to look at how many industries we build, we are looking at years. And that is the point of argument. That is the point of departure for today's debate. And that is where we are going to come from. Yeah. Hileni, because yesterday we talked about manufacturing industry, we also touched on green hydrogen. And I want us, just before we look at what is our head of state is saying in terms of industrialization, particularly in terms of energy. What is your take on uranium before we go into it, Eleni?
My take on uranium is that I think as Namibians, uranium has always been there.
Yeah.
It has been mined for the past, I don't know how many years. Yes, we are not measuring time, but it's something that we could have done a lot of things with. Mm-hmm. And I hear currently our current head of state is having the conversation of nuclear power plant a lot these days.
Yeah.
And I've heard it a couple of times, and I'm actually concerned. We've had uranium for so long, and we have not had a nuclear plant for so long. Mm. We have been exporting it as a raw product, and it could have been utilized in better ways. It could have been utilized to actually benefit Namibia more, but it hasn't been done yet. And this conversation only coming up now makes me think of something I said yesterday. The problem is that everyone wants to start their own project. Everyone wants to do something different. So my question then comes in to say, should the idea of a nuclear plant, we know the benefits of uranium, of course, and I'm not saying it's not going to be beneficial. I'm just saying, given the time frame she has to lead, should this power plant talks continue and, you know, and they start to, and they start with it, will it be a complete project in the next 5 years? Because already we are sitting with so many projects that are halted due to different kinds of stories. Man, that's a story.
No, so, while we are there, I think it's a matter of time span, because if we are not using time, administration, they only last for 5 years, and I think that is where we have to start in. Let us look at the conversation. Let us look at what the head of state has to say when she was visiting Rusing Uranium.
Just before we get into that conversation, yesterday you emphasized on the high iron project.
And
you having visited it over the weekend. You have first-hand experience. You were there. You were able to tell. And this is something that was achieved in 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, it's 4 years.
Yes, in 4 years.
Yeah.
And a nuclear plant, it's going to cost us a lot of billions, eh? I think I saw about 70-something US billion, if I'm not wrong.
No, that it has to be big. It has to be big.
Yes, that has to be pumped in. Yeah. And it makes me question, does Namibia have that capital, or are we going to depend on the friends that we should not be depending on, because the hand that feeds you says the MP, you know.
No, now you're talking like an MP, I hear you.
No, but listen, obviously a certain MP is saying, the hand that feeds you controls you, but do we have the resources to get this off the ground, or is it going to be another project that starts and does not get anywhere? That is the point I'm trying to make, but let's shoot right into the speech, and then we can take it from there.
Yes. Zafia, just before we go to the speech, do you think we have necessary resources in Namibia to fund our own project? Do we have enough?
I do believe we have. I also believe that if you do not make arrangement for it, or you know, start something, we will not also know. You know, I mean, many projects has started and has, I wouldn't say failed, but probably didn't work out.
Yeah.
Failing is putting it a little bit harsh.
No, you guys are too diplomatic today. I don't know. From, it's just failed.
Maybe I said
it failed.
Helene, I slept in parliament, so I'm diplomatic today.
Okay.
So basically, I would say that I also understand why have we not thought of it, but maybe as technology improves and stuff like that, we didn't know what we have until we know, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe that's more or less, I can speak under correction. I'm speaking under correction. That's probably the case. So I think now that we know more about our own mineral and how much uranium actually is contributing.
Yeah.
It's contributing about 11%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
To the economy.
And to the global economy, and we are the third largest producer of uranium in the world.
Yes. Yeah. I also had, last week, I actually happened to have interview with the Deputy Prime Minister, Deputy Executive Director, Mr. Shivolo, from Mines.
Yeah.
And I've actually learned a lot as to the job creation that this minerals has brought and will bring.
Okay. Now, let us look at what the head of state has to say when she was visiting Rosing. Then we can take it from there.
And the mining industry, which dominates our economy, has to make a big contribution to this job creation. I know that the sector does contribute greatly to our fiscus. And I am convinced that with the full potential of our mining sector, a lot can be done from this sector. When I said with our resources and our population, we are just too few to be poor. And it is so difficult when you see Namibia to appear as we should be begging. We should be the one to be begged. I know it will not be something to be done at a go, but really we have to start. So I commend the Rosing Uranium Management for your management style and resilience during the 10 down years of the mine, that you have now worked hard and extend the life of the mine to 2036. I know one of the most important factors is that the mining industry needs to look after their workers, particularly that some of the activities have serious health risk. And I was so impressed to hear the safety measures that you are having at Rosing Uranium. Of course, accidents are accidents and they cannot be ruled out. I would really ask the mining industry to put in place some measures whereby should an accident occur, maybe one way or the other, your worker has been exposed, particularly to radiation that might have permanent impact on individual, let that person not be writing out of the support by the mining sector, but to be given permanent support because the person suffered while on duty. I really asking, it's one of the areas I have to discuss with the mining industry, so that I do not want to see a person affected on the job and then just given whatever and be sent home to languish in poverty in their villages, but to be permanently taken care of by the mine or by the industry. We really have to be taking care of ourselves. Again, our mining sector is one sector I was really impressed when briefing us, and then you say you are paying your workers well. The mining sector in Namibia should give its worker a living wage, accommodation, and to look after them while in the service and after they finish their service. That is very, very important. The capacity building is another area that I would really want the mining industry to focus on by providing scholarships, job attachments, training, internship, and to identify young entrepreneurs within your operations and then empower them to branch off to other sectors of our economy where they can produce or create additional jobs. I know the mining industry is capital intensive. And as much as people applaud Namibia because of our mining, yes, we can experience economic growth. But economic growth without development does not really make an impact in the ordinary life of a citizen. Because of uranium, we can be seen as dominating the world market. Or we can say the trade between Namibia and a certain country is high simply because of the cost of uranium. But not everything that is exported or as a result of export comes back into the Namibian economy. I have seen the figures here. They are good enough, but still I feel that really we need to do more. For example, if somebody is working at Rossing Uranium or any other mine, and that person is an entrepreneur and wants to branch off into any other sector, let's say for argument's sake, in the food production, why the industry or that particular enterprise cannot assist such a person with a certain level of capital, because you know when that person becomes successful, other people will be employed. And that can be accredited to your company, having the one who has empowered that individual. So therefore, I'm really grateful as to what is happening here. As I understand, in Arandes is the only town in Namibia that does not have sheds. So you have citizens who are properly accommodated. And really, I will make a deep study on Arandes, how that has happened, because I want to see it in every town of Namibia. I would really don't want to see 10, 20 years down the line, we are still having a number of Namibians who do not have proper accommodation in a country with such resources. And this is only possible if all of us are taking part. Arandes was also a town where the citizens were very much empowered. Empowered in the sense that they were able to have their own businesses, for example, fabric, tailoring, and many others. And this was the empowerment that has come from the foundation. And therefore, in addition to the commendable job which the foundation is doing, as elaborated today, I would really want the foundation to build the entrepreneurs, focus on entrepreneurs who will really be contributing to the growth of our economy and to create jobs. If I can, I might even moving forward to have a competition between the private sectors that every year they might inform the office of the president as to how many extra jobs have been created as a result of their support, not just within their own main operation, but across the country. Because real job creation has to become a priority of all of us. Once a person is employed, is having a job, they will be able to decide as to whether they want to eat brown bread or white bread. Today, because they depend on government's food ration, it's the government that decides that we can only buy you maize meal, fish and cooking oil, and that becomes their diet. But with the employment, they can decide as to what to do. And that's why I'm asking the mining industry to work with us or to work with us in improving on the living standard of our people.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with, you know, the conversation about how can we industrialize. And yeah, we were listening to the speech of the head of the state, commander-in-chief of the Namibian Defense Force. And that is Your Excellency, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, when she was speaking at Rosing Uranium. And she mentioned a lot of things. And maybe, Zafia, what is your take on the speech?
I definitely love it because she emphasized so much on jobs, unemployment, poverty. Basically that, you know, we don't have to beg. And she's right. We don't have to beg.
Yeah.
We have enough mineral resources. We have enough to sustain this little population, you know?
Yeah.
So we just need to use it wisely.
Yeah, that is a good point. And I think I missed that part when, I think we don't have it when she spoke about, the need to build a nuclear power plant. And, she indicated that, you know, one of the main things that we need, there's no dream which is bigger than, there's no dream which is big. As long as you are going to look into that and you are going to move toward that. Maybe one thing that I need to emphasize is that, imagine Namibia, we are the third largest producer of uranium in the world. Third in the world. We overtook Australia, we overtook a lot of countries, Canada, all of them. We are the third in the world. But we don't have a nuclear power plant. We don't produce, you know, more than 50% of the electricity that we are using is coming from outside. But uranium is one of the main producers of electricity. Why we don't have that? And what is very interesting is that mining has a lifespan. Like she mentioned to say, she was very happy that Rosing Uranium expand the lifespan, the management expand the lifespan of the mine because the mine has a lifespan. By 2036, we are no more going to have Rosing Uranium because people are going to be done with mining. You mine to a certain extent that you don't have anything anymore. But what did you leave your country with? That, those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And maybe the question is that, is a nuclear power plant possible? Because remember, Rosing is not the only mine which has uranium in Namibia. We have Swakop uranium, we have
Langara.
Yeah, Langa-Henrich. It was also revived. There was a time it was a bit on life support, but it's a bit revived now.
It's critical but stable.
Yeah, it's stable. Now, Eleni.
Hi guys. Every time someone says that, it does not end well. Let's refrain from using those two terms in one sentence.
What is it? Critical.
It's
critical
stable.
But stable.
Yeah, you know what it is.
What I actually meant was it was critical, but now it's stable. Yeah. Let me rephrase it.
Yeah, please put the but.
Okay, the but is there, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your take, Eleni?
My take is that I'm not saying it's too late to start it.
Yeah.
But the dream could have been realized earlier.
Okay.
Earlier than this, the people that came before her would have realized the dream.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it was not realized earlier, because now, of course, Rosin is like one of the biggest uranium producers.
Yeah.
And even if Namibia is to succeed and have this nuclear plant, at what cost are we going to acquire the uranium? Because already it's been shipped off to be added value to in other countries, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at the amount of percentages we have in most of those mines, in Rosin specifically, the government holds 3%. When it comes to actual monetary value or so forth, I'm not able to put that value on the 3%.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, even when Namibia has to come up with this nuclear plant, will there be discounted? Because now I'm thinking of how will they be acquiring the uranium? Will there be discounted prices for them to acquire the uranium? Will it be sold to them at the same rate as the export people? And all those type of questions, because as a Namibia, you know, the resources are yours.
Yeah.
But not really. So the nuclear plant, things have names.
Okay.
You cannot just go there and start taking uranium and say, because I'm a Namibian, I should have uranium as well.
I think the next conversation, we have to start from there. How much do we own and how can we renegotiate what was negotiated?
How much do we own?
Yeah.
How can Namibia renegotiate what it has now?
Yeah.
And should the nuclear power plant potentially be a success? How much will Namibia make out of it? Because it doesn't make a logical sense to me to say the power plant, perhaps now the capital to put up the structure is there, right?
Yeah.
And then the structure is put up. And then still Namibia struggles to acquire the uranium. Because if I say I'm selling my uranium at 50, it's 50.
Yeah.
Like you look at it from that perspective, you say, are they working on getting better deals for Namibia? Are they working
on... At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Back your preconceptions of technology.
Yes.
You see, my risk of a heart attack was always low because I stayed away from politics.
I see.
That's just humor, guys, to make you guys laugh because I'm funny like that. Yeah, but like I was saying, it's a lot of work that has to go in. And from the speech, I can tell that the president really wants it to work. The president really wants things to benefit the Namibian person, because it's not the first time she goes to say Namibia is a small population and Namibians should not be living in poverty.
Yeah.
The dream is there. The possibility of getting the nuclear plant is there. We have uranium. Let's start with that. We have uranium as a natural resource. So other things can probably be outsourced. Things like funds, things like machinery, all those things can be outsourced. But at what extent and how long will it take for this dream to be realized is going to be my question, because it does not help if we do not have a time frame. It does not help if they just say, okay, we are going to build a nuclear power plant, and it does not matter how long it will take for Namibia to finish it as long as it started. That is the conversation we have of, that is why things are not going anywhere. Because you start and then you prolong, you know, you prolong the process, and by the time you are done with it, the uranium would also be done, because it would be 2036 by then, and after 2036, the other smaller mines would also be done, because, you know, the resources are constantly running up, and it's said that the conversation is just actively starting to be had now. When, how many years from 2036 do we have? 10.
Yeah, but we must not lose hope.
No, I'm not saying we are not losing hope. Yeah. What I'm saying is, question, how long will it take? What measures are in place to make sure that the dream is realized before the resources run out? That is my actual question.
Yes, that's a good question. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your contribution. Zafia, what do you think? What do you think about resources running out? What do you think about us coming up with a power plant now? I know we went into that conversation. Do you think it's possible, without being diplomatic, just go straight to the point? Do you think it's possible for us to have a power plant? And if not, what do we need to make sure that we use our own resources for the benefit of our people long term?
Well, I'm not saying uranium is the only thing that we can count on.
Yeah, let's start today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because anything seems impossible until you tried it. The famous quote of Nelson Mandela.
You're very positive.
So I believe that, I mean, also with advice from our Ministry of Mines and our Ministry Industry.
Yeah.
They are the experts, and I think they would have probably also advised to say, guys, it won't work. They would have probably been honest on that. So I think it's not too late. There might still be time. We still might be able to utilize it, because for argument's sake, we say it's too late and we don't utilize it.
Yeah.
We're putting something good to waste.
Yeah, but one thing which I'm seeing, and I like doing comparative analysis between leaders. One thing which I've seen from Meme Netumbo Nandindaitwa, she looks like she's a project woman. She's an action woman, because things that she has done in few weeks of her being in that very tough chair of the head of state, she moved a lot of things and she restructured a lot of things. And I think if she says something, and people really have good support and good advice, and I think there are things that we are going to get that we couldn't get from other leaders from her, because she has been around, and I'm looking at the short time she has been head of state, and what she continued doing and advocating. She did not change from what she was saying when, you know, although it's too early to judge. We are still waiting for 100 years.
I think what I like most about her is, regardless of her age, she's, let me say, a young spirit within her.
Yeah.
She moves at the speed, you know, like the young people.
Yeah.
She knows, she's very in tuned with what the youth, what's going out there, on there. And she basically, like you said, in a very small time, she's been acting on what she's saying. You know, there's movement.
Yeah, there's movement.
You can see there's something happening. There's energy.
People are going home. Some are coming back.
Exactly.
Some are going under the table, and it's very interesting.
I'm with her saying it, and with her going to be in leadership, I think there's a lot of hope.
Yeah. There's a lot of hope, and the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, you know, there's this saying to say, there are some leaders who think about the time they are there. There are also those people, there's a saying in African tradition to say, it's very, there are some people who don't want to plant a tree that they are not going to go for cover, for shelter in, if I have to say that.
Yeah.
That is now long-term thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you have a leader who say, let us start doing something. And that's what she said. Let us start doing something. I know it's not late, but let us start doing something. Maybe in the next, regardless of the lifespan of Rossing Uranium, we still have other mines. Let us start something and let us see where it's going to end.
I like to say, no, that thing is going to take 20 years. That thing is going to take 30 years. But if you are doing it for the sake of your people, somebody is going to benefit from what you have started. Yeah, that's why there is always an argument to say, why do we have a lot of incomplete projects in Namibia? Because every person who is coming in want to start. But let us build on what we have. And from there, I think, dear listeners, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. You can air your opinion. You can, come with your constructive criticism. You can bring your questions. We are also looking at mining experts. We are looking at economists. We are looking at those who have, understanding of the industry better so that they can advise. Do we really have capacity and also ability to come up with, a nuclear plant that can supply us with electricity and also allow us to sell? Because if you build a nuclear plant, you become a very big competitor to South Africa. Because remember, what is very interesting is that in SA, even if they have load shedding, they still have managed to supply us with electricity. Because we also get electricity from Eskom. Even if they have load shedding in South Africa, they still make sure that these guys are business partners, we are selling to them. But remember, the moment we have a nuclear plant, there is no country who is going to compete with us. Here is green hydrogen, here is a nuclear plant. We are going to become kings and queens of Africa. Maybe the globe also. Yeah. Let us look at the commercial break, then we can see. Because we only have around 6 minutes before we come to the end of our program.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavuchaziva. Mvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferile. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulibusi yemba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalinzwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kufuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Si wanashana mibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyo eyo peke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhongereka dhayoroka. Gashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, Josh Mburu, sang 40 year, no ngereka dimwe. Tudengera nena, ngere wapumba omaimbiro o ngereka yoe, gakarega wevako, koka epa ka imbako, nora hetatu imwe, mbarindatu, tano hetatu, nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store, noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment, and we are almost at the end of our program. We have around, 3 to 4 minutes before we come to the end of our program.
So basically, Namibia is still early in the steps of industrialization and has a strong potential.
Yeah.
So let's not seize the moment. And that's all from me.
Yes, and maybe one thing which I want to say in 2 minutes is that, when you want to move somewhere, when you want to advance our country, we must look at the vision of what the leader has, because we had different leaders with different visions, but people have always been trying to shoot out visions of those leaders. But if we have somebody who is saying, let us build a nuclear plant, let us advise, because this person does not really saying, this is exactly what we are going to do. She is saying, I want the best out of Namibian resources. Let us build toward that vision. And that is the only way that we are going to win, because this thing of saying, no, I'm the one who come up with this project, is not going to work. If a leader is saying, let us move this direction, you as an entrepreneur, it's up to you to say now, if this is the mind of a leader, how can I align my thinking to this? You in a corporate sector, how can you align your organizational strategic plan with national goals? Because that is where the money is going. You can't invest in industrialization and somebody is there, a certain company who want to advance, is they investing in a different thing. If you talk about AI, if you talk about, upgrading of technological system, let us all move that direction. And it's the only way that we are going to survive, because at the end of the day, the mistakes that most of the business leaders are doing and most of us young people and young entrepreneurs are doing is that we prioritize without looking at where the budget is being put. Where is the money? Where is the budget? Where is the country heading? And where is, the leader of the country looking into? Yeah, that's why those who were listening to what the late Genkop was saying in terms of green hydrogen, maybe they are well positioned now, because we are seeing the fruit of what he was saying. And those who were doubting, it's also the time now to maybe for them to make a U-turn and come back, because there's always a time to say, no, I think I was wrong here. Let us move this direction. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, Zafia Basson, and also Hireni Inane. Thank you very much. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. And don't forget to download our app, that is Eagle FM Namibia, so that you can listen to it wherever you are in Namibia and outside the country. Even if you are in China and you have Eagle FM app, it works the same way as you are using WhatsApp. Download our The Villager newspaper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For me, David, thank you very much.
From me, Zafia, adios.
Yes, see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.